letters is actually anything based on top of the Rambam. The Rambam says if you've got paints which you write on a glass, but if you put your hand over it, it just rubs off. That's called Ksivish Enish L'Kayoma. Cream on a cake is also, it's got nothing. You put your hand over it, mummish rubs off. That is nothing at all. It's got no, it hasn't got a shame sub at all. Mainly you can be makel to cut through a cream cake with writing on it. It's from actually. That's number one. Yeah? The other thing is right, licorice and icing. What? Yeah, even letters, because it's got not called a ksav at all. It's so easily wiped away. You put your finger in it, the whole thing smudging, you've lost the whole letter.
Soft cream.
I'm talking about soft cream, yeah. Not hard cream, but soft cream. Yeah, it's a chiddush, that, number one. Chiddush number two is also a chiddush, I must say. I told you that the moshel, the chera, it's a problem. These serviettes, you've got nice patterns on. The moshel, you've got a nice picture of flowers on it and everything. So if you want to put it over a spillage on Shabbos, let's say some wine or something spilt on Shabbos, and you put it over it, and it obliterates the picture. The picture gets rubbed out because you put it over it. It gets stuck onto it, it gets rubbed out, the picture. So the chera says, a problem of moichik. Which the chera thought was right, yeah? So Ross said to me, he's not right, I don't think, because I suppose it's also chiddush. He said to me that the writing on the serviette is soveya. Even though it's a nice pattern, the ikka yom kavon is for the colour. It's a nice colour. And therefore there's no opposite of tzevea. The undoing of tzevea is not osa. So maybe this serviette is mutter to put on something, even though it's going to get rabba chiddush, actually. I must say, a bit chiddush. Yeah, two chiddushim. Okay, let's just go with what we said on Friday, last time. There's no undoing of tzevea. What? Malabin is cleaning a garment, but severe, my case of writing. That's washing, it's a new malacha. That's even a clean garment, that's even a. Someone's got paint on his hand, for example, yeah? So a woman's got nail varnish on her hand. What's it called? The nail paint. So taking that off on Shabbat is not really any malacha at all.
If you've got parchment, which is a fresh piece of parchment, you want to make it all white, so you can write on it.
That could be severe then. What are you doing?
You're
bleaching it. There's no milavon on paper. There's no milavon on paper, I don't think. I don't think so. But the marshal said, if someone's got on their nails, the marshal has nail varnish. So, okay, you can't put it in cotton wool and rub it out because you've got a problem of schita. But the marshal said, let's say you put it on your fingers and you rub it on your nail, that it comes off the paint. There's no opposite of severe. There's no undoing of severe. It hasn't got, there's no contrast of severe. Kreisiv has got an opposite, moichuk. Surveyor hasn't got an opposite.
So cleaning off makeup?
I'm saying that's the same thing, yeah. So cleaning off makeup is a good example. There's no issue to cleaning off makeup. Besides, you have sometimes schita. If you're using a cloth which is wet and you rub it on your face, fingers are no problem with schita, yes? Yeah? So that is no problem. Okay, what did we speak about last time? We spoke about reading, I think. It's very interesting what we spoke about. Let's have a look where we are here. We spoke about. We spoke about Ksav Shal Chochma, write books of Chochma, science books, biology books, math books, all these things basically said Lamaisa, Me'ika Hadin, Mutter to read on Shabbos. It's a heter of reading on Shabbos. It's better if one can, it's better obviously to avoid it, but Me'ika Hadin, one is allowed to read these things. And Rav writes, Yereish Shuman Shri Machme. Yeah? Then we said also a Chiddush. We said that Lamaisa, the whole gezeira of reading stories is where the shtar is written on movable objects, on a movable paper, and it's not sticking out or ingrained into the paper. When a ksav is ingrained or sticking out, and it's on not paper, but let's say a wall, then there's no gezeira. We said the moshel, a shop front, Marks and Spencer's, for example, where the lettering is attached to the wall, to the shop front, and it's engraved into the wall, or it's sticking out, there's no issa in reading that Shabbos. There's no gzeira story hediotus. Story hediotus has to be a normal shtar, which a person reads. This is so far removed, it's attached to the ground, and it's so far removed, it's sticking out, it's got the two plus signs to it. There's no gzeira of, what do you call it, of reading such a thing on Shabbos. We said maybe some street signs have also got this. Yeah, the moshel got a street sign, the moshel which has got a sign on it which says, I don't know what, Alba Avenue. And the sign is stacked to the ground, it's Bukhum al-Karaka. Someone said last time, not all street signs are boilers, some of them are just written on it. If it's boilered, the letters are sticking out, or the letters are ingrained in, that's okay. The moshel over here, let's say this, Shema, this is Shema, this all over here is no problem at all. It's Bukhum al-Karaka, the letters are boilered, Anyway, it's a pot, there's no problem, because it's Torah, but I'm just saying, such an example like that is no problem whatsoever. So someone showed me, as we went out, on the door, so I can't remember what was written on the door, it's written on the doorway, maybe push the green back or something, I can't remember, but the Maaser, that's exactly the same, it's engraved into the wall, into the plaque, into a platelet, there's no problem with green nut shells. What? Yeah, that's flat, is that engraved? Is that sticking out?
Chibele
karka
is not a problem,
no, but Mechomel karka and boilet or shakua has to be two things. Mechomel karka by itself is not enough. There has to be two things to it. Mechomel karka plus it's either boilet or shakua. Yeah, it's a Torah mitzvah. This is all right. A house number is normally boilet. Yeah, normally it sticks on. It sticks out. So stick up. This is mum's flat. This actually, yeah. This is flat over here. So in mitzvah, this will be a problem, Taki, not for the flat, the successful mitzvah. But yeah, all those things are very problematic.
Which
boilers? That's boilers.
So you're right, the top of it.
That's a normal start. That's normal writing. Yeah. Now, I say there's a big chiddush over here from the Mogen Avraham. You better sit down tight for this one, boys.
So we get Mogen Avraham, yeah? Where's the shulchan aruch here?
I'm not talking about Yiddish ones. I'm going to come to Yiddish ones tomorrow. I'm talking about Lemosh. Let's say someone wants to read a novel, a Goyish novel. I'm not giving any comment. Let's say someone wants to read something which is a non-Jewish book. He wants to read Ina Blyton, I don't know what. Yeah? Is that still around? Yeah? No, I said, any Goyish book. Lechay, it's a problem to read on Shabbos, yeah? All these books are problems to read on Shabbos. It's a Gezerah. All these books are also to read. It's a Gezerah, Otto Story of Jesus. That either because of Shabbat Yimcha is not so chosh lightly, but what is Mimsech Yotzecha, that Maaser, you mustn't do it, you mustn't do any of these things. With choshes, you make a mistake with other stories. Says the Mogen Avraham, I said, I wouldn't have found this Mogen Avraham like this, but they bring a Mogen Avraham, in Simon, where is it? Shalosh HaChochma. Sorry. Here. I'm Mogen Shin Aleph Sikwam Dan. I must tell you, as you read the Mogen Avraham, you don't see any chiddush in the Mogen Avraham. I'll tell you the truth. Really, it looks like a very straightforward Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham says in Shin Aleph Sikwam Dan. He's talking about here that a person shouldn't run on Shabbos. Says the Machaber, Bochrim. Hamas Anin Bekvitzosom, they get Hanor, they love it. They love the running. They enjoy running on Shabbos. So the first halacha was the person shouldn't run on Shabbos. It's also to run on Shabbos, unless it's good to our mitzvah. Says the next halacha, Bochrim Hamas Anin Bekvitzosom, people who love jumping and rutsim and running, mutter. They're allowed to run on Shabbos. The Chain Lir is called Dovish, it was Anin. If they want to see something that they enjoy, they're allowed to run to see it. That's the Poshma Shabbos. Says the Mogen Avraham here in Shin Dalit, in Sikot and Dalit. L'chei liris, wrong and wrong like this. Piris, at al pisha also liris diyotnis. You mustn't see images, pictures, whatever. Kamoch kos timushin zayin. Mekom rokum im ri'iya oimigloi. If they enjoy seeing it, muta liris, you'll have to see it. Now, I would have learnt posha over here that he's running to see a nice picture. He's running, he knows the moshel, there's a nice picture down the road, and he wants to see it, so he runs to see the picture. Muta, even he mustn't run on Shabbos. But because of the only Shabbos, you'll have to run. The Prima Gorim knows the Mogen Avraham, a chiddush in reading. If a person gets a hanor from reading something on Shabbos, an only Shabbos, he's allowed to read. More than the chiddush, actually. That means a person has to go, there's a book in front of him, which is also to read, Pashtus, yeah? He mustn't read it. A Goyisha book. The Goyisha novel, but this person enjoys reading Goyisha novels. It's a kosher book, obviously, otherwise, no shali, yeah? It's a kosher book. But he enjoys reading a Goyish novel. Is he allowed to read it? So the Mogen Avraham, according to the way the Prima Gorim learns, is talking about reading over here, and the Mogen Avraham is machadish, a massive chiddush, that if a person enjoys reading a certain thing, he gets hamor from it, Oleh Chazal may no gezeirah to eat on Shabbos. And that's mamish, it helps us a lot. The thing is, first of all, I must tell you that many people are cholik on this pshat in the Magen Avraham. Many people learn that we say poshut, the Maaseh, it means you're running to see something, you're not reading anything. But there are some poskim who take on this. Again, even with this, you have to realize what's going on over here. The Magen Avraham is talking about a case, even if you hold like the heter over here, it's talking about you've got something which is an only chance for you to read. If there's a substitute, a Jewish book, Lamoshal, for example, which you could read and get hanor from that, you've got no heter. The whole heter is based that the only thing you can read is something which is not, let's say, not a Jewish book. So you haven't got the heter of Ksav Shal Mitzvah, Ksav Chok, you haven't got anything. So the only thing you've got to read is the Goyish book, and you get hanor from it, then you'll be allowed to read that. But if there's a substitute to do that, then you won't be allowed to read it. So it's very limited. Even the Magen Avraham, who allows you, who some people say the Magen Avraham says you're allowed to do this, even that is very limited. Say, it means you're talking about someone in the hospital, for example, let's say. It's got no other book to read besides a Goyish book. What? The holiday house. No, I don't know why he didn't take his foreign with him. He brought everything else with. Well, it's a kasher. Well, he managed to take everything, he took the kitchen sink, he took everything else with, but he forgot the kasher books. Kasher Amaisa. Amaisa didn't do it. If that's the case, then there's a Magen Avraham which holds that for only Shabbos one is allowed to do this. So again, it's very limited, the Magen Avraham. You're talking about you've got nothing else to read. And the only thing you've got is this. Then maybe one could justify Kodesh Magen Avraham. Again, I must tell you that many are chayyim with this pshat in Magen Avraham. Many people disagree completely with this whole heter and say the Magen Avraham never meant this. Now, Magen Avraham is not talking about reading. It doesn't allow reading things to cover in Shabbos. There's no heter whatsoever because you want to read something that you're allowed to have, because it gives you only Shabbos to read it. But let's just dilute it. Even if you have got the Magen Avraham is talking about where there's nothing else for you to read. There's no substitute. This will help with your newspaper. Because we've got anything better than newspapers. So let's say, for example, a person gets hanor reading newspapers. He loves it. He loves sitting down, wasting his time reading the newspaper from cover to cover. That's his enjoyment. He loves it. He enjoys doing that sort of thing. Or your army, all these things, they've got this heter. If this heter does apply, you might have this in here. So you'd have, for all these things, you'd have this heter. There's an only chance for a person. He likes to sit down with a cup of tea, and he likes, to eat some nuts or whatever. He wants to sit down, and he enjoys that. It's only Shabbos. Then one might have this heter of the Magen Avraham if you learn shout like this in the Magen Avraham. Again, I'm telling you, not everyone knows it's the Magen Avraham. So it's not glatt. In fact, for the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this actually. Mishnah Berurah when he brings down this thing. Well, first of all, letters are much better actually. Yeah, come on. Because this reason is very diluted, yeah?
You must.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They bring that right, immediately.
Yeah, it's very, it's very, very dark. The Mishnah Berurah is mashma. See, we find the Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah is mashma very much. It's not. He doesn't like this. Let's see if we can find the Mishnah Berurah here. Shein Aleph Zayin. Shein Aleph Zayin. Mishnah Berurah brings. He brings the shita down, but he brings up many achrim acholik on this sfora. The Loshon and the Mishnah Berurah's Mashmi didn't hold this heter. The way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, he says he brings this for about Oynim Shabbos, but then he brings afterwards that many Achroim disagree, because the whole list of Achroim disagree with this pshat, and they don't hold this at all. Therefore, the steamest of Loshon and Mishnah Berurah is that this heter doesn't really apply. But one has to bear it in mind. I mean, if someone's stuck somewhere in a Moshe, there's definitely a Magen Avraham that one's got. If can't make a machor, if you see someone reading such a book like this, yeah? I mean, I can't think of an example. A Reader's Digest. Most of the person just enjoys reading a story, a Goyish story. He enjoys it. That's his only chance. But then he says he's got nothing else to read. He's stuck a stack. He's got nothing else to read. So in that case there, according to one version of how the Magen Avraham learns, that would be allowed to be done. Yeah? But it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush, Taka. Okay, that's number one. Let's just see. I can't remember. Shalsin, Shin Aleph Siv Zion. So he brings this over here, as far as I remember. Shin Aleph Siv Zion. Right at the beginning there. Hey, Dad, the Pirushan Magen Avraham, Dachu, Beseva, Cham, and Moshe, Beseva, and Amodcha, and Apri, God, and Nidcha, Ba'oi, B'Yeshuvoi. The way the Mishnah Berurah writes down, he's not very happy with this Pshat. Okay, that's heter number one. There's another very big heter, which also is very limited, and that's the Ramah. The Ramah says, in Shein Zayin, Sif Tez Zayin, it's also a very big heter, this one. Shin Zion, Sita Zion. The Ramah says like this. That which you mustn't read any of these books on Shabbos, Masichas Cholin, Masipurim Milchamas. You better hold on for this, Rabbi Yisai. Hainu Dafkim Ksum Beloshen Laz. That's if it's written in a foreign language. Avo Beloshna Kodesh, if it's written in Loshna Kodesh Sholi. I mean, any book written in Loshna Kodesh, even if it's mummy, it's nothing to it at all. It's mutter to read, says the Ramah. Why? So unfortunately, explained that Loshna Kodesh itself is Kedusha. It's learning Loshna Kodesh itself is Kedusha, and therefore the Ramah says there's no problem. The Loshen ba'atzmo yesh be'kedusha. The Loshen itself has got kedusha. The loymin remainu divrei Torah. From that you can learn divrei Torah. My mom is also a chiddush in Ramah. The Maaseh here again, the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this, and the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. He brings down many achrayim don't hold like this again over here. I forgot to mention one thing before. That thing I told you before, that a person gets only Shabbos, so the Morgan Avraham, according to some people, say you can read it. If a person enjoys reading his bank details, he likes it, he's got a lot of money in his bank account, let's say, for example. So he wants to read his bank statement. His mum, she gets a lot of hanor. Most people, it's the other way around. But those people get hanor from reading the bank statement. That is klav the Morgan Avraham not allowed. It's only where something is a gezeira otu shtor hediotus. Anything which is a gezeira otu shtor hediotus. If you get only Shabbos, you're allowed to read it, according to the one Shabbos Morgan Avraham. But the actual story hediotus itself, that the Morgan Avraham never allowed. There's no only Shabbos in that. So I'm saying a person's got a nice bank account, he's got a lot of money in the bank account, and he gets a lot of satisfaction when he reads what he's got. So money's come in, he's got a lot of money that came in. That, according to everyone, is also to read on Shabbos, yeah? That's not allowed. The only chiddush of the Morgan Avraham is if it's something at Gezeira or to Shtor Hediotus, that is allowed. If, according to some people, that is allowed if a person gets hand off from it. But above the Shtor Hediotus itself is Zichah Osn Reed. Now we're coming to a new head of Loshna Kodesh, which the Ramah seems to be Mashma. Again, here, the Mishnah Berurah is not very happy with this at all. And the Ramah says. Oh, so that's a big shine now, what this means. So here at the side here, they bring that many people hold that this doesn't apply nowadays. I thought you'd like that. Many people said, let me just see if I can find it for you, first of all. Loshna Kodesh. Over Eretz Yisrael, there's one main issue. Kodesh Adam, Loshna Kodesh. For in that Kriya, we receive a limit Loshna there. There's nothing adding. Daz, I've got on this in Karelitz, Shalosh Shai, Tam, Zeh, Lahati. You can't use any more this heta. And even this heta itself, the Mishnah Berurah brings down very stark. The Mice is not posh at all, this. And many Achronim are Cholik on the Ramah in this case, and they hold that there's no heta whatsoever in Loshna Kodesh. All right, wait a second. Hopefully, newspapers on Wednesday. I'm not doing this one. Yeah.